Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello, I've got my headphones on and my trousers on too, and I'm ready to podcast. I hope you've been well in yourselves, yeah? Well, I've had a dramatic week. My father had pneumonia, actually. That's what they call it. And he didn't get a hospital bed, so he was just like in the A&E with pneumonia. It was so scary. And I really thought, God, I love my dad. And he's very cute these days. He keeps bees and he makes honey. And he just loves his garden. And he's a little sweetheart. Anyway, he's okay. God bless the dads in the end. This is Anna Leong Brophy. What a chat we had. We've already had it. We had it before, and then this is the intro, and I had a lovely time. It's a very mix of sweet and salty for you. Anna is a comedian and a writer, and she's one half of Egg. That's a sketch group. It's a sketch group of two. She's in the Netflix fantasy series Shadow and Bone, which we talk about. And yeah, we had a lovely chat to two women talking. If you don't like it, you're a sexist. Well, I hope you have a nice time listening to it. That's all I can hope for you. Well, I can hope more. Hope you're well from your top to your toes. Hello.
Hiya.
Hiya. Well, you've had the dramas today, haven't you? Anna came on. She's on the phone to the plumber. She's got shit down the neighbours' walls.
Yeah. And I've shitted up the neighbours' walls.
And that's a classic Wednesday for you, isn't it?
Yeah, that's how I like to get over hump day.
So your kink is sort of shitting on the neighbours' walls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they've got to be, it's got to be runny. You know, it's got to run down the walls.
It's back to Egg.
Yeah.
It's back to Egg. For those people that don't know, you're in a sketch group called Egg.
Yeah.
I saw you actually in Macfest. Lovely stuff.
Did you?
Yeah, at Charlie Perkins.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was great.
That was fun.
But now you're in a big Netflix show.
Yeah.
Has that changed you?
It's changed me, yeah.
Fundamentally.
I don't allow people like you to look in my eyes.
Yeah, we did get that memo from your PR.
Good.
She was like, she'll do the podcast, but don't look at her in the eye.
I refer to everyone I know as part of my team.
Oh, that's really good, actually. That's a really good idea. My next partner that I get, he's part of my team.
He's part of my team. He's a really valued member of my team.
He's really valued. I mean, he will be replaced next year.
Yeah.
But we've had chats about that. He's just not reaching his full potential.
It's the contract. What can I say?
I like that a lot.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a very strange scenario, I think, to have a foot in that world.
Mm.
In the shiny Netflix world.
They film your head as well though, don't they?
Yeah. But they're really into the feet.
They're into the feet, yeah. And that's why you got the job, yeah. That's for the spin-offs.
Yeah. Wiki feet is a wash.
Do you like acting?
Yeah, I do like acting.
Yeah.
I do actually. I recently, very recently actually got an ADHD diagnosis.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a year later than all the other comedians diagnosis.
Yeah.
But, I did reflect on it and think, oh, I've sort of unwittingly organised my life to kind of take benefit.
Yeah. You know? That's why I don't worry about any, I mean, I'm sure I've got it, but you just sort of it's too late now. You've all got, like, it's like you go to, well, everyone's got like a list of character points, positives and negatives to help you function in life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And everyone builds their life around what they, do you know what I mean?
Exactly. I think it's probably difficult for people to get pushed in one area into an area which doesn't serve their strength.
Data inputting.
Yeah.
It's very bad for ADHD.
Well, this is part of the reason why I wanted to get the diagnosis, because if I try and write a script or something on my own, non-collaboratively, I go absolutely fucking mental because I can't focus on it. And I'm just like, so I wanted just to be able to say, I wanted to just be able to say to people, and I think my Catholic upbringing stopped me from, even though I knew I had it, from just saying, I'm really sorry, I have ADHD, that's why difficult. Yeah. So I wanted to just be able to forgive myself. And forgive.
And get an extension on the project.
And get an extension.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
It's a bit of column A, bit of column B.
So you, so are you going to Edinburgh?
Yes.
Still humble.
So humble.
She's in a big Netflix series, but she is going to Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Probably.
Feet on the ground. Yeah, props, you know, unless I get a big old job. No, it's been, I spent a lot of the time when I was away filming being like, I want to do egg.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because actors are a bit much, aren't they?
They are.
No offence. Yeah. No offence, but they are a bit much.
Oh, it's, the whole thing is a bit much.
It's sincerity.
It's just a mad world to be, the water that everyone's swimming in is so fucking weird.
Yeah.
That you're just like, oh, you can't be normal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And also, you're so powerless. Like, you do a performance, you're like, will they use it? Which take will they use? Will they cut my character completely?
Yeah.
Whereas with what we do, we can just kind of be like,
they can't cut you. Egg can't cut you.
Try and cut me. Try and cut me. Emily's tried.
It's live. She's tried. But
she can't. Yeah.
It's very much a two-person player.
Exactly.
Player. It sounded like I was going to say something after a player, but it was player, full stop. But you wouldn't know that from my inflection. Two-person player.
As people always say that.
That's one of the catchiest phrases around. In fact, you can open with that at the Edinburgh Fringe.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Now, you're with Sue Terry Voices for your voiceover work.
Yes, I am.
And I'm with Sue Terry Voices.
Oh, yeah.
I've been with them about 3 years and I've got no jobs. Bit of their fault, bit of my fault.
Interesting. Why do you think it's your fault?
Because I'm not very good at, well, you just heard me say two-player, you know.
That's, come on.
Yeah, come on.
But you've got a very characterful voice.
Yeah, they don't want that.
No,
I have to wait till I'm really famous.
I know, because I wasn't, you know.
You're getting a lot of work from Sue Terry, are you? Is that what you're telling me?
No, it's not that.
Tell me the truth. I did have an audition, and then I saw Nighty Night come in.
Julia
Davis. And I thought, well, forget it.
Yeah.
I'd give it to Julia.
You're a poor man's Julia Davis.
Yeah. I'm a terrible man's Julia Davis. The thing that they don't know is I got a job recording a whole audiobook, and I was very good at it. Go on then, ask me whose audiobook.
Lou, whose audiobook?
It was my own. I gave myself the job. It was nepotism. Well, you could put this music under anything. Do you live in Brent?
I grew up in Brent until very recently. How do you know that?
I don't know, but I've written down Brent here and I didn't know if it's David Brent or growing up in Brent. I'm a very good interviewer.
Oh my God. Mm. I love talking about Brent.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, we've got 30 seconds to talk about Brent.
Okay. look, Brent, when I was growing up there, most diverse borough in probably the country, I would say.
Really good.
And I was keeping up the numbers there.
Yeah.
But also, Brent's so well connected, guys. Listen, I live in Southeast now. It's a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
When I was living in Harlesden, you guys want to chat shit about Harlesden. 25 minutes, I'm in Oxford Street.
What good train lines, etc.
Yeah.
I want to feel like a dad at a party. I really do.
Talk amazing. To you. You got the Bakerloo line, which is very underrated. I know that's a very...
that's out there.
That's an unpopular...
Yeah, that's an out there opinion.
I'm a big fan.
God, how do you feel about the vaccines? What's next?
I knew I'd get this. Bloody Bakerloo line naysayers. Bakerloo line till I die. Do you want to sit on a chair and not immediately be propelled into the air when someone sits next to you? No, of course you don't.
Yeah.
Therefore, you get the Bakerloo line.
Yeah.
You've got the overground, Euston to Watford Junction.
I wouldn't have known that.
Yeah, you do. And you've got the Clapham Junction, Richmond to bloody Stratford line as well.
There's not a lot of green spaces, is there?
No, it's an absolute shithole.
There's quite a lot of traffic.
There's so many, so many chicken boxes. My cat would literally just be like fried chicken every day, all day, every day.
Oh, yeah.
Just be like, it's not. Why are you trying to feed me biscuits? I can literally go step outside the front door and eat endless fried chicken.
Why are those people finishing their fried chicken?
It's because you can get so much fried chicken for such a little amount. Mm. And then even when you're buying four wings, they put six in. They don't give a shit.
Oh, God, it's cheap chicken. That makes me sad. Okay, so are you ready for the quick fire round?
I'm ready.
You've got a focused, steely look, and now I can see where you're getting those big acting roles.
Yeah, it's the quick fire portion of the audition that I always do so well.
That's what I've heard. Okay. What song do you come on to?
Currently Bingo Bango.
Oh, lovely.
But
in your acting job.
Oh! Yeah. I'd like to come on to Foxy Lady by Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Yeah, I can see that for you. Do you like eggs?
Yeah, I love eggs.
Do you like Tom Cruise? First Instinct.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Best animal to get off with?
Immediately thought of a raccoon. Why? Because they've got hands?
Yeah, I don't know. And that's the touch, and that's the quick fire round done.
Great.
Well done.
Thank you. Do I have the job?
You've got the job.
You've done the job. And a raccoon.
Yeah, and a raccoon. Yeah, well done.
Amazing.
And now it's time for Terrific Spurific. And now it's time for Terrific Specifics.
Now it's time for the touch quiz. It does get intense.
Okay, I'm ready. I just took a sip of tea. I'm ready.
You've got five questions to guess what I'm thinking about touching now. I'll be thinking of it now. It's not rude.
Is it a human?
No.
Is it made of metal?
No. I'll give you a hand motion because it's very hard if I don't give any clues.
Okay. Well, it looks like you're holding a mug. It's not a
close.
Massive
it's close.
Dildo. Okay. It's no, not that's a, not no, a guess.
No, it's close to a mug.
Okay. It's a pint. You just held it higher.
I held it higher for you to see. Yeah. Just in case you weren't getting the sort of, you know, I haven't done a lot of mime.
Yeah.
But
it's more like a half pint. Is it a lovely lemonade?
No. You've got two more guesses. Really focus here, Emma.
Yeah. Sorry. Is it a hot beverage?
No.
It's absolutely not.
It's cold.
Is it milk?
It's celery juice.
Oh, fuck off! I'm not even joking, though. I thought celery, at one point of, like, physical celeries, I was going to say, is it a vegetable?
And then you've got to go with your instincts. What have we learned from this game? That women trust your gut.
Yeah, you know.
You've got to. There's a serious point in there. Sure, we like a laugh and a game, a joke and a prank, and you got it wrong. But we have to also notice that trust your instinct.
Yeah, you've got to trust your instinct. If celery is getting up in your grill, you've got to tell that celery
to back off. Mm-mm. Don't touch me.
It's bad.
Would you rather have got that first go or be in a film?
I mean, it does depend what film.
Yeah.
But getting that first go would have... It's probably good that I didn't. I would have probably fucked some shit up in here.
Yeah.
Very competitive.
You'd rather get the film, wouldn't you? I think so.
It depends.
Film's got more longevity in it.
Yeah, but if it's a bad one, then...
Yeah, that's
then
true.
Then the longevity doesn't work in your favour.
Yeah. Okay, the film is...
Do you know what, while you're thinking of that? I was thinking the other day about the new Tom Cruise film.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about Tom. And that Hayley Atwell, who's in it, was like, oh, my audition was that I had to do all my own stunts and I had to do this whole stunt. And I was like...
That's my dream.
Your dream? Yeah. I was like, that sounds like a lot of hard work.
Really? You wouldn't like to be a stunt lady?
I would, but the reality is it's a lot of hard work.
I'd love to be a stunt woman.
Stunt women are amazing.
Yeah.
They're amazing. I worked with them on that Netflix
Really?
Girl, and they are...
Tell me everything.
Like, it literally amazing. Because they have to be able to do everything.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, yeah, do harness work. Also, I fight with weapons, swords, sticks, knives, also guns. Then they've got to choreograph everything. Then they've also got to be great on camera. So they've got to be able to, like, fake getting hit and punch and this and that.
It's too much work, actually.
It's so much work.
Well, if I had my time again.
And you have to work with idiot actors like me.
Yeah.
And make them look good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's so annoying because you just think, well, hire me to do it all. Like, I'll be the... Like,
I'm better than them. I'm literally better than them. Yeah. And I'm currently dressed like them. Why don't you give me the job?
Yeah, that's what I would think.
Yeah. And God, I thought that too.
If I had my time again, though, I think it's a bit late for me to train as a stuntwoman now.
Are you joking? I was just watching a video of you roller skating up a wall.
Yeah, and I hurt my ankle then.
You still roller skated up a wall. Even stunt women hurt their ankles.
Mm-hmm, I suppose. Me and Brett want to do a stunt show where we just have to learn stunts. We haven't thought about it past that, but
yes. Yeah.
But he did a bungee jump and really hurt his ribs, so we might be too old for it.
There are old stunt people, though.
Is there? Yeah.
They don't put them down.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Put them to pasture.
I'll just make a call. Just let him know. Now, what are arms for if not for snuggling? This is a big question. How do you feel about cuddling in general?
Massive. Into massive it. Fan. Yeah.
Are you with anyone partner-wise?
I am, yeah.
Who are you with? Losey?
Michael? Do you know him?
No. Michael.
Yeah.
Is he a nice boy?
He's excellent.
Is he in the biz?
No.
No, lovely
no,
boy.
No, I said he was nice.
Yeah, I said he was. I said he was nice. You've been with him a while?
Coming up to a year.
Do you mind me asking nosy questions like
no.
this?
No.
You feel a bit unsettled, don't you?
Well, you know what it is? It's because of what we were talking about before, which is the Netflix world.
Yeah.
Then I suddenly got very sort of, my life, protect my actual real
life.
Oh,
protect your life. Yeah,
Because there can be. And if you're listening, thank you so much for all the support. But a lot of like very intense 14-year-olds being like,
Oh,
I want to know everything about you. And
I see.
It's because they're fantasy characters.
Yes, right.
And so there's like, understandably, a feeling of they already possess that character.
Right.
And then you step into that role.
Oh my God, I never thought about that. That's fascinating.
Yeah. Well, I've done a lot of thinking about it in that space because they are, it's like they are allowed, I think that possessiveness is because they feel like they are allowing you to embody something that already exists.
Right.
That is very meaningful to them.
Yeah.
It's not like you're like, I'm playing a character. Her name's Philippa. She's new, you know.
Or
you're Phoebe Waller-Bridge and you become Fleabag because you wrote Fleabag.
Yeah.
So it is this real space
of,
there was a lot of responses when I first got the part of like, oh, you are my Tamar is the character's name, my Tamar. And I was like, oh, wow, like you are open. It's like you're opening the door for me.
Yeah.
And, but you're also, there's then that pressure of like, and if you don't do a good job, you've hurt my vision of this character.
Oh, God.
So that's why I was like, it's fine, but it is fine.
Have they thought about chilling out at all?
I think it's probably just...
maybe an age thing.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's
a young adult audience. And big, you know, shout outs to those guys.
So should I not ask any more questions about Michael?
No, you can. I'm actually quite enjoying this. It's like
You meet him and do you live with him?
I met him... on Hinge.
Oh.
Which I'd never used before and he hadn't either.
Yeah.
So it was a kind
first dates?
No, I had a couple, had one of the classic, you know, oh, you don't look like your pictures.
Yeah.
And I had a little summer of love with someone.
Oh.
But I think you'll appreciate this. I had this real sense when I was, because I'd done like a lot of work on myself about how I get into relationships and how I approach them. And I was like, okay, I'm going to make sure I have boundaries and stuff with this guy. And then I was really, even when I was having a nice time with him, I was getting this real sense of this almost like a presence of someone who would go, yeah, this is nice. You know, I'd be like lying in bed or something.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yeah, this is nice, it's fine. But wait till you get to this. This is what you're after. Like I said, speaking to me. It was like they were going, this is not as good as it gets. And that's in store for you. So then I was like, okay, I think I need to end this.
Oh, with the different guy.
With a different guy.
Wow.
And now I really genuinely believe.
Oh, I love this. So,
like herbal. But
yeah.
I'm like, it was Michael in my mind.
Flipping hell, I love that.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I was like, okay.
This woman I know was walking up the stairs at this thing and she heard a voice in her head going, you're going to meet your husband and you're going to have a kid, kids. You're going to have a kid, kids with him. You're going to have a kid, kids with him. And she met this guy, because it wasn't clear like kid or kids, but he had a kid of his own. And she met him at the thing when she walked up the stairs.
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They became friends for a year, first of all, because his life was a bit chaotic. And then they're still together now, like 15 years on.
And they had a kid?
They had a kid. Yeah, they had one kid themselves and he had a kid. Yeah. Isn't that mad?
What? But that, I mean, yes, it is. But then...
You had that.
I also felt, and I really felt it. And I'd said that, you know, it wasn't just postpartum going like, I felt like this.
Yeah.
I was saying like, yeah, I think I'm going to call that guy because I'm keep thinking about him and
Wow.
Because I'd already kind of, we'd been in contact before I met Summer of Love guy.
Yeah.
And because I'm an extremely respectful person.
Yes, of course.
I'd kind of officially put everything else on ice and said, hi, we can't actually meet up. I'm seeing somebody.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very classy.
Well, I was trying to kind of, you know, go back into dating with a real clean whistle.
Yeah, yeah, nice.
Whistle.
Yes, clean whistle. That's what we call it. Very classy to clean up that whistle before you go in.
It was an absolute mess before, let me tell you.
Like a bridge over cuddled water. Right, now I sing a song using the word cuddle and you have to guess what it is. Okay. Fuck,
this was always the round I wanted to do in Nevermind the Buzzcocks.
Yes, I know. Okay. If I sing the first two words, you might guess what it is.
Well, but then that is the plan, isn't it, Lou? Isn't the plan that I
guess
what
it
is?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's too obvious, I think.
Okay.
No, I'm guessing to do it because otherwise no chance. A new cuddle, 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 cuddle.
Yeah, you're right. It's absolutely impossible. It's
even with the I knew. Oh, here we go.
I knew
cuddle, 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 cuddle.
I knew it was trouble when it walked in.
Yes, well done.
I love that you, why did you say the first two words?
Because otherwise it's this, cuddle, 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 cuddle. You know,
cuddle, 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 cuddle.
Yeah, I should let the guests do this because it's too hard when I'm doing it.
Was fun. I enjoyed it.
You know,
and
but,
I enjoyed it because
but
I quite...
well done, because I'm sure a lot of songs start, I knew. Okay, any health complaints? I can look them up.
Oh,
Any body rot or anything?
Yeah,
like
yeah. Lower back pain.
Lower back pain. Okay, that is in here. Back. Lower. Fear of money. Lack of financial support. You have to say, I trust the process of life. All I need is always taken care of. I am safe.
All I need is always taken care of. I'm safe. Interesting. Interesting.
But aren't you getting paid nice bucks for the Netflix thing?
Well, it is interesting, Lou and Louise L. Hay.
Yes.
That you say that because, yes, it is very generous.
Yes.
And then I was like, I need to immediately buy a flat. I'm in my 30s. I need to buy a flat. And I had to move out of the house I was in anyway.
Yeah.
So I bought a flat. It was very stressful. And I ended up having to, you know, who needs to fucking hear that chat? Everyone knows that. But it cost more than I thought. And then what I didn't realise was that you're then under option for future series. So basically they're like, and you're in a contract which says like, you can't just go off and do anything you like because you've got to be on standby and also you can't do anything that might compete with...
So
I didn't realise that I'd just be sitting on my ass for a year plus. Basically being like, oh my God, I've never not had money this long. Like nothing coming in.
Oh, sugar, really? So just the one job, but you need to do egg again.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
We were trying to use that time to do egg stuff. And then of course, suddenly, just when we're coming up to Edinburgh, a gajillion things because we're starting this podcast as well. All kinds of things.
Oh yeah, you're starting a new podcast.
Yeah.
What is the podcast called?
It's called Terribly Famous. It's like celebrity profiles, where you kind of like, but you sort. We're kind of talking about their whole life and what brought them up to the point. Of their fame and the way that we know them and the things that they've had to go through, for example.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, that's weird. There's not a podcast like that already, actually. Now you say it, it's a good idea.
Yeah, especially because from me and Em's point, you know, we're not like celebrity obsessives.
Yeah.
But anytime I do want to know about anything, I really don't want to go grubbing around in the Daily Mail.
Oh, you don't want to grub around.
I really, anytime I go to type something in, then I'm like, no, Anna, don't feed
the beast. Yeah. I feel the same, yeah.
But then I also do want to know, like, what did happen with, for example, we're doing Lily Allen.
Oh, yeah.
At one point. So I'm like, I know that there was some stuff that went, you know, like,
how do you find
that out? And so we're the bridge between the Daily Mail and Wikipedia.
Oh, I thought you were. Yeah.
That's our niche.
Cuddle club. I think that's enough. What were your family like, please? If you don't mind me being a nosy Parker.
No. I think they probably both also have ADHD. So extremely busy, a lovely people who look after everybody and always on the go. But maybe little old Anna Brophy here felt I'm an extremely sensitive person.
Okay, with that caveat.
Yes.
Decimate your parents now.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, isn't it? As you learn and you grow and you figure stuff out and then you talk to them as adults.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, you know, you guys have had a lot of shit go on in your life.
Yeah, of course.
My mum's an immigrant. My dad's child of immigrants. And they've got a bunch of trauma stuff.
Yeah.
And then I don't think they had ever had much space to... for emotion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So whenever stuff like that comes up, I'm now in the phase with them where I'm like, thanks for helping me try and like logistically fix this problem.
Yeah.
But actually I only told you because I would like some emotional support and I'd be able to share it with you.
Yeah.
And for there to be space for us to be, because my mom was used to be like, I don't want you to get upset. And eventually I had to be like, it is okay for me to be upset.
Yeah.
And it's also okay for you to be upset.
Yeah.
Let's try and make space for that in our lives.
Yeah.
So we're sort of still in a growing process, but like boundaries, attention, emotional sort of nurturing wasn't necessarily top of the... I mean, look, I'm a comedian.
You know what I mean? Of course. Brothers and sisters.
Yeah, I've got a brother. Mother called Sean.
You don't like him?
He's a legend.
Oh, you love him?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, he's a legend.
My emotional intelligence needs fine-tuning. Because when you said, I thought she doesn't like him, but she...
No, I think it was because I was like quite steely. Like, I know I can talk about Sean.
You can talk about Sean.
Sean's a stone cold legend.
I don't want to talk about Sean.
Yeah.
I want you to pick a card from Alan de Botain.
Oh my God, Alan. For what would you like to be forgiven? Okay. That is a really tricky one because... so much of that stuff is, you know, it's the thing of like, if you knew better, you would have done better.
Yeah.
So I try to be more forgiving because I'm not very forgiving to myself. Mm. I guess I would like to be forgiven by exes.
Yeah.
For just all the kind of unknowing toxic behavior that we co-create. Do you know what I mean? Like it was... two-way thing, but I'd love to sort of get that full sort of 12-step program kind of benediction of like, you know, I get it. Although Mother Ayahuasca has forgiven me.
Did you do ayahuasca? Did you? When?
Last year.
Was it great?
Yeah, it was good.
What happened?
It was, one of the things was, that's kind of related to this Alan card, was kind of that if you, let me try and say this in a more less rambly way, two things. One was everything that you've ever done has led you to this point. So all the stuff that you thought was awful and terrible and toxic and, you know, in a way was love leading you to love.
Yeah.
So that made me a lot more able to be like, oh, thank you for those experiences. Because I'm very high functioning.
Mm.
If I hadn't hit rock bottom with a bunch of things, then I would have just carried on like plastering over the cracks. So I was like, okay, grateful for that. And then the second thing was kind of to do with forgiveness of like, I was sort of going, you know, how do I live not in fear of like messing up all the time? So that's a real thing for me. And they were like, you just you have to trust yourself. It's like, yeah, but what if I upset people? And they're like, if you are living from your heart, look, this is the medicine talking. If you're living from your heart and you're trying to live virtuously,
yeah,
of course you're going to mess up and people will have their own reactions to your behavior. But as long as you know that where you're trying to come from is the best possible place, then you've just got to forgive yourself.
Yeah.
You'll fuck something up and someone will be like, that really hurt me. And then you can be like, okay, but I was trying my best. I was not
trying to
bury something or paper over something or be malicious to you. So forgive myself, learn something, move on.
Yeah.
So that, and I think that is a big, because I noticed when I was thinking about cuddles, I've been getting a few recently of like, after I've just asserted myself and stated something that I needed,
yeah,
other people in the room will come over and be like, hey mate, you okay? And give me a cuddle. And I'm like,
what?
This is an unwanted cuddle because, but I've thought about it. And I thought, oh, where you're reacting from is you think that this is some sort of like outburst that I then feel really bad about.
Oh no.
And that I need to be comforted
no.
for.
No.
But that's their
issue. Projection.
Do you know what I mean? Can't have a reaction without people thinking badly of them.
Whereas
I feel like now I'm in the place where I can be like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm sorry, but I will do this.
Yeah.
Have a conversation with a grown up person and then be like, cool, I've said what my boundaries are.
Yeah.
They're cool with it or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it's interesting that some people
That's so annoying.
Will respond and be
annoying.
God, are you okay? And I'm
that's so annoying.
Clearly you're not okay with stating your boundaries and you think that if you did, you'd it would be awful.
Oh my God, that's so annoying.
Yeah. Also don't cuddle me.
Yeah.
In that way, you know.
Oh my God. Because you're just saying, oh yeah, I'll do this and not that. And then would a man?
Oh,
would they do that with
me? Mate, are you okay?
Because you have to placate everyone or something.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I'm fine. Are you not okay with ever expressing yourself?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe you should look at that.
Then you need to flip it back to them.
You know?
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Because this is mad what you're doing to me.
But that's it. It genuinely is like,
wow.
I think you need to look at yourself.
That's interesting about the ayahuasca though. I'm too scared to do ayahuasca.
Well, I did think when I did it, I did something as well called the Hoffman process.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly changed my life.
Really?
And it's not ayahuasca. It's like a 7-day retreat.
Yeah.
And it's all about like dealing with basically generational trauma.
Yeah.
And coming out. It's like you want to change your life and deal with all the stuff that you go to therapy every week for. Short, sharp shock, 7 days, in and out. But it's super intensive.
Yeah.
Absolutely changed my life. Couldn't recommend it more to anyone. But I thought when I had the ayahuasca experience, I was like, if I hadn't done Hoffman.
Oh, then that's it would have been, right.
That's
yeah,
like 7 days of like conscious, mindful ayahuasca experience.
Yeah.
If I'd gone in the way I was before, straight into ayahuasca, I think I would have probably been like, ah!
Okay.
And there were some people who obviously do have that because they go that, you know, you're still dealing with stuff, but you're really getting hit over the head with it because it's stuff you're not conscious of.
And is it the Hoff that leads the Hoffman course?
It is the Hoff, yeah. And let me tell you.
He's in a different role.
So good. So that meant that my ayahuasca experience was actually very, because I was able to like sit with myself.
Yeah, yeah,
and not
yeah.
be like, block it all out. Ah, don't access any of that stuff. I was able to sit with it. But I feel like you've just got to accept everything that comes to you.
But do you know what I was thinking when you, it's very interesting telling us about the Hoffman course. And I was thinking, I don't think I need it.
You probably don't need it, but it was.
I've done so much frigging stuff. But then
you probably don't need it.
But then
I knew that I needed, like, I was in therapy, I was having a tough time, and I was like, I need, and this is often the way with my personality type, I need something that, like, complete focus.
Yeah.
And, like, you give up your phone, your laptop, for a week, and you're just like, get in there, hoover my brain out, give it a little polish, get me reset to zero so that I can start again.
That's a good idea, but.
Yeah.
But. You lost me at hand my phone in.
Yeah, you had to hand your phone in.
Yeah.
I even had to hand my knitting in.
Oh, wow.
Like nothing that will distract you from just sitting with
pain.
The experience that you're having.
Yeah.
Which wasn't all pain. There was like fun stuff and physical stuff and good stuff and this. And, but it was
a corn dolly workshop on the last day.
Who
that guy that said, I don't want any club that wants to have me?
Oscar Wilde?
Yeah, he's not saying that about Cuddle Club. Well, that's lovely. And I think you've answered the last question. What is life all about?
Oh, yeah.
Because forgiveness, I guess.
Yeah, forgiveness. Just trying to chill with yourself.
Yeah.
Try and do the stuff that when you're 80, you'll look back and go, glad I did that.
Yeah.
Rather than like, yeah, rearrange the coffee table again.
Yeah. And do you feel guilty when you leave your cat?
Yeah. I've got two.
Oh, I've got two too.
Yeah.
Okay, great. But then who do you get to look after them when you go away and work?
My flatmate.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Same. Same. We've got so much in common.
We're so alike, you and I.
So sisters. Well, thank you for coming on the podcast. And when can people check out your podcast and your Edinburgh show?
Podcast, Terribly Famous, going to come out, I believe, on the 1st of August.
Mm.
Please listen to that. That'd be good.
Oh, like, yeah.
It'd be nice if
.
Someone...
Shouting into the void.
Exactly.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
It'd be nice if you guys listen.
But you
to
care
it.
More if people come to your Edinburgh show.
100%, please, if it's a choice. Yeah. Come to the Edinburgh show and listen to the podcast at the same time.
Yeah.
No, it would be great if you could come to the Edinburgh show. That is going to be on the 14th to the 27th of August. Pleasance Beside, Pleasance Courtyard. It's called Absolutely Fine. We're also doing some shows in London, 9th and 10th of August.
That's London listeners, that's quite useful.
Yeah, Roundhouse, the show is really, it's really close to our heart.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool. Well, I've got a very busy July, but do let me know.
No pressure, guys.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Lou.
Thank you for listening. So you can catch Anna in Egg, very good sketch group they're at the Edinburgh Fringe at the end of it. She told you, look it up. And you can watch the Netflix series and you can listen to their new podcast. And they're also at the Roundhouse Comedy Festival. And bye-bye for now. Follow us online and go and shine.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.